My pleasure to welcome our guest on the show this morning, 43-year-old Kerry McNamara from Pretoria. He wants to tell us about decades of pain and disability due to rheumatoid arthritis. Good morning, welcome on the show. Just tell us more about it, Kerry.
So I've had it since I was 17 years old. Just before I matriculated, my dreams were shattered.
What were your dreams?
To become like a chef.
Which is work with your hands.
Very much so. Everything is, it's actually your whole upper body, your lower body, it's your whole body. Mm. So when I was diagnosed, I refused to believe it. Mm. So then when I actually went on the medication and I was bedridden for over a week.
Sure.
Then my mom had to do everything for me, from brushing my hair, teeth, everything. I couldn't hold anything. I couldn't do anything. And then I said, no, this isn't me. This is not how I'm going down in life. Mm.
Tell me exactly about the challenge. For those who don't know, what is the challenge?
It gets very, very painful. And you can't really, if you think of it, open a door with your hand, because your wrist, everything gets affected.
Sure.
So you have to like try and use your bigger joints. But then they started giving me tools to actually use.
What do you mean tools to use?
Different knives.
Oh, I see.
To actually hold on so that you wouldn't damage your wrist and things like that.
Were there people around you that said maybe you should do something else?
I kind of had to stand back because the chefs did actually, it was a bit hard on me. So loving the industry, I worked front of house. So it was more waitressing, and then I started, you could say, managing sometimes and things like that.
Where are you at right now?
At the moment, I'm actually, due to the COVID, stagnated in waiting for an operation. And the hand operation that I'm supposed to be getting, it's been cancelled on me twice already.
As I understand it, that operation you're talking about could help you a lot.
Yes.
A lot.
It can. Yeah. The most simplest little things that people don't really realize.
What difference will it make?
Well, people are very visual. Very mean.
Are they?
Yes.
Do they say nasty things? Are they unkind? I know. I mean, I'm on social media and more, and people these days are just, they seem to be more critical and more hateful than ever before.
I think we're all going through a bad time in our lives.
So this operation will not only be a physical triumph, but also will give you a lot more confidence. Am I right?
Yes, yes.
I think when you brought that up, that's when you got emotional.
People are cruel.
They are cruel. Yes, they are. Time for us to get the angels together, right? Wil jy aan twee mense voorstel? Maria Pavli from Lotta Star, as you may or may not know, they've been helping us raise funds for Good Morning Angels and Operation Healing Hands. En van Operation Healing Hands se kant, sy ou bekende op die show, Dr. Elena Basson. Dr. Elena, ek gaan gou begin by jou. Het dan na Kerry se story geluister, and I think you probably know more about this debilitating rheumatoid arthritis. That's hectic, right?
Yeah, absolutely. What's important to understand is that rheumatoid arthritis is primarily a disease where your body attacks its own soft tissue. Mm-hmm. So it's like the easy way to explain it, it's like driving a car with a flat tire, and then eventually your rim goes as well. So we can replace the rim, but you still need to fix the tire. So the big thing is we can replace the joints, but we need to do the soft tissue. Reconstruction is the biggest part of the surgery. So that's where they, because if you look at Kerry's hands, you'll see that there's quite bad deformities in terms of shortening and it's skew. And so we want to straighten that, but you can't just straighten that by fixing the joint. You need to straighten the soft tissue, and that's very delicate.
Well, this is where Lotto Star and Good Morning Angels step in. Maria, give Kerry and the good doctor here as well some great news with what we've been doing over the last week or so.
Thanks, Martin. So in the last week, we obviously partnered with Operation Healing Hands as part of the campaign. We managed to raise a total of 215,000 Rand during the week that we are putting towards Operation Healing Hands to do all the great things that they do and help all the people that they can. And in that, we are going to give 18,000 rand towards your surgery, which will take place, if I'm not mistaken, on the 30th of June.
No more waiting.
Well, just a couple of days.
You overwhelmed? How do you feel?
Mixed emotions. Thank you.
You're absolutely welcome. You are an incredible fighter, and we're happy to help.
So not only is the money there, you're also in the best hands in South Africa.
No, I'm very blessed. I'm very blessed.
You've been waiting for years now, and now it's going to happen.
It's meant to happen when it's meant to happen.
It really is. And not only yourself getting good news, not only you getting good news this morning from Lotto Star, Good Morning Angels and Operation Healing Hands. There are about, if you know, as hele paar ander mense wat daar 215 000 rand gaan baat.
Yes, I did some calculations and I'm so thrilled because with that money we'll be able to help 35 patients, of which 18 are children, and we'll be able to do Kerry's other hand next year. So we're going to save some of that money for her. In a year's time, we'll do the other hand as well.
That's so incredible. Thank you so much. Yeah,
no, thank you.
Thank you.
We can't do it without companies coming on board. It's really, thank you so much.
It's an absolute pleasure from Lotto Star.
All the best with your operation. Is there something you want to say to these two ladies this morning?
God sent. Definitely thank you very much for everything.
Good job, angels. Good job.
Jacarin FM's Good Morning Angels with Martin Bester.